Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wa kafa, wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidinil mustafa sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama taslima kathira. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين صدق الله العظيم. Ulama ikram, most respected brothers, our sisters listening over the receivers, and also all Channel Islam listeners who I believe have joined us now. It is neither Laylatul Qadr, nor Laylatul Barat, nor one of the odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan, nor is it one of the nights of Eid, that we are staying awake for ibadat. It's none of those nights. It is a night which is going to be celebrated by the kuffar, by the mushrikeen, by the yahood, by the nasara, by those who have got absolutely nothing to do with deen. They will be celebrating this night. When it's going to be midnight, then there will be the hooting and the firing of crackers, and there will be drinking and fornication and adultery and amusement and play and merrymaking and festivity, and they will be heralding in what they term as the new year. Now all that has got absolutely nothing to do with us. It is an indictment and is a very sad state of affairs that we as the followers of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we as the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are also attracted towards such areas of sin and vice and evil. And as a result, we have to organize some programs of this nature. The radio stations are also organizing some kind of programs of qiraat and nasheeds, etc., so that they can keep people occupied, so that they can keep people within the homes, so that they can keep people away from those areas of fitnas, areas of mischief, areas of sins. That is about all. But for those of us who do not go to such areas, what is the real need for us to stay awake this part of the night? It's not a night of ibadat. So we could have gone to sleep early and got up in our normal time. For example, my time to switch off my light is about 11:30 or 11:15. I read my kitab, whatever it is, and switch off my light. Now I have to be here. So we were not going to really go to those areas. So it shows that there is a purpose behind this program. And that is that whether we like it or not, we will not be able to sleep tonight. As it is, you can hear outside the crackers, the big bangs. They are really shaking the whole environment. So we are not going to be able to sleep, and especially when it's going to be 12 o'clock, then the beating of the drums and all the noise that is going to be made and all the din. So at such a time, when there will be an attraction, when there is an attraction towards those areas, so we say that let us stay in the masjid, let us stay within our homes, or let us occupy ourselves in something that will be constructive, something that will gain us the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala instead of gaining the wrath of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because when there is a wind that is blowing of sins, then at that time we should hasten towards the masjid and occupy ourselves in ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to save ourselves from that storm which is outside. So at present, if you have to look at the masjid boards, if you have to look at the newspapers, if you have to look at the Islamic stations or radio stations, and if you have to look at the media or the discussions and talks, then everywhere you will see Qurbani, Qurbani, Qurbani. Big, big posters, Qurbani. Everybody is encouraged to make Qurbani. No doubt. It is a rewarding, meritorious act, and every person should make Qurbani. For those on whom it is wajib, of course they have to make, but even if it is not wajib, but if the person can afford, he should make some Qurbani. So that Qurbani is for the Qurb of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So tonight we are making a different kind of Qurbani, and that is the Qurbani of our sleep, the Qurbani of our temptations, the Qurbani of our evil desires, the Qurbani of that attraction towards those areas where at present what we term or people term as this great enjoyment, pleasure and fun. So we are making Qurbani of all those things. So in other words, it is a Qurbani of our evil desires and passions. Now this is such a Qurbani that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala dearly loves. And especially when it's the youth, when it's the young people that are staying away from such kind of sins and vices and evils, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala dearly loves these people. We do not know how happy and pleased Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala becomes when a fit, young, healthy person who has got everything going for him, he's got a flashy car, he's got a big bank balance, he is handsome also, and the person is such that if he wants to go to any of those places of sin, then there is nothing restraining him. Now he's only avoiding those places or restraining himself for no other reason except Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's fear or Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat. That he is a Muslim and he does not want to be seen or he does not want to be in such places where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's wrath and anger descends. He wants to show his obedience to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now this is such a ni'mat. It is a great gift of Allah Ta'ala. Why I am mentioning this is that sometimes within our hearts, shaitan whispers. As I mentioned in the Friday Bayan and this morning also on Channel Islam, that shaitan whispers into our hearts, as Hazrat Shaqi Balkhi Rahmatullah Alayhi had stated, that of the many whisperings, one of the whispers is this, that how long are you going to stay away from those places of sin? How long are you going to stay away from the entertainment and the pleasures that others are having, the haram pleasures? Halal pleasure Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not stop us from engaging in. There are so many things which are halal and permissible. We must find alternative. But those who head for those areas of sin, so now he says, shaitan whispers that how long are you going to stay away? Why don't you also go and enjoy yourself? Can't you see how they are having great pleasure, entertainment and fun? There's so much of excitement there. And you like a Sufi sahab sitting in the masjid, bowing your head down, raising your hands before Allah Ta'ala, making some sajda, some zikr, some tilawat. Why don't you also go there and enjoy yourself? Now this kind of whisperings come, and especially those of us who have been to such areas in our days of ignorance, as I call it, in our days of jahiliyyah. So we know what happens there. So as a result, the temptation is great. So the Shaqiq Balkhi Rahmatullah says, at that time I reply to shaitan. You may not see shaitan, but that whispering is coming, so you give a reply. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. The gist of which is, and the meaning of which is this, that that person who feared standing before Allah on the Day of Judgment, giving an account of his sins, of his actions, of his deeds, how people are scared to go to the Receiver of Revenue's office if he is called. if the person is called by the receiver of revenue, that come with your books, or we are coming for your books. Then the person is so frightened, he's so scared, and he's looking for attorneys and he's doing all sorts of preparations. Or in the customs when the person is entering, if he has got things which are not legal or he hasn't declared them. So like that, on the day of judgment, this person knows that he has to answer Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He will have to stand before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, give an account of his deeds. So because of that khawf, he restrains himself. He restrains his nafs. He stops his nafs from evil passions and desires, from the fulfillment of those evil passions. Then Allah Ta'ala says, Jannat will be his abode. In other words, the person is saying that I'm not going to go to those places because I know I have to give an account of my deeds and actions on the day of judgment. So now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala becomes so pleased with such a person. He gives him halawat of iman, sweetness of iman in his heart. The sweetness of iman is a reality, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives it to those people who restrain themselves from such kind of haram actions and deeds. So we should not think that we are missing out on something. This is something that is very common, that the person thinks that I'm missing out. Look at the others, they are enjoying themselves, I'm missing out. We are not missing out, we must make shukr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that He saved us from going to those places. The person is not missing out, he is avoiding poison, so he's not missing out. That poison is the poison for the iman of the person. So many people's iman go away. Just this evening, a person phoned to say that my sister has gone missing. What must I read? He says, my parents are very shocked, but for the past 16 or 18 hours, there's no sign of her. She's missing. What must we read? What can we do? And these type of calls come so often now. So sometimes there is genuine fear because there's so much of hijackings, murders, killings, rapes and all kinds of things taking place. So definitely there is a concern. Anybody will get concerned and worried. So there are certain wazifas which we show, that read this wazifa and make dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If He wills, you will find the person, or you'll get some news at least. So this was just before Maghrib Salat. And after the Isha Salat, when I went home, then I got the message that that young girl has been found. But these were the words of the brother on the telephone. He says, Maulana, Jazakallah for that wazifa that you showed. Alhamdulillah, we found my sister. But sad to say that we found her goofed up in a hotel room. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So this is the end result of that haram entertainment and pleasures. That sooner or later the person goes or gets ruined. The life is ruined. Nothing but restlessness. And not only for the person himself, but even for those parents who are very, very broad-minded. Parents are sometimes very broad-minded. You must not restrict, you must not be hard, you must allow them freedom. They must be able to go with their friends wherever they wish to. Why should we be so concerned all the time? They are mature enough to think for themselves. We must not rule and control their lives. So this is the end result. That's why I always say that you must be broad-minded. But your mind must not be so broad that your brains fall off. The brains mustn't fall off. Must be broad-minded. So this is the end result of freedom. Ye mana maasiyat mein mujrimana thodi lazzat hai, مگر اس پالنے والے سے یہ کیسی بغاوت ہے. یہ معنی معصیت میں مجرمانہ تھوڑی لذت ہے, مگر اس پالنے والے سے یہ کیسی بغاوت ہے. I acknowledge that there is a little bit of pleasure in sins, a little bit of stolen pleasure. We have heard this many times, that there is a little bit of stolen pleasure, like how a person has stolen someone's car and is driving around, or the person has stolen something else and he's making use of it. So there is a little bit of pleasure in that little while that he's going to use it. But then suddenly if the police pounces on him, then there will be years of jail, years of imprisonment. So just like that, in sins there is a little bit of pleasure. He says, "Ye mana, we accept that there is a little bit of pleasure in sins. Magar us palne wale se ye kaisi bakhawat hai? What kind of rebellion is this against that Creator? He who blesses us with that sight, we use it for haram. He who blesses us with hearing, we use that same bounty for haram. He blesses us with speech, that same bounty for haram. He blesses us with wealth, that same wealth for haram. Us palne wale se ye kaisi bakhawat hai? ذرا سے دیر کی لذت ہمیشہ کی ندامت ہے, ذرا سی دیر کی لذت ہمیشہ کی ندامت ہے. جنازہ آبرو کا دفن کرنا یہ کیسی حماقت ہے. ذرا سی دیر کی لذت ہمیشہ کی ندامت ہے. A little while of enjoyment, a little while of pleasure, but hamesha ki nadamat, shame and disgrace and humiliation for how long after that. And sometimes that shame and humiliation is not just for that person, but because the person is an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then if the newspapers have to report such cases, then the humiliation, the disgrace and the suffering is for the ummah at large. Now imagine this case now. If it is reported, then what happens? And how many people have died in those haram places? How many people have lost their lives? And when we are reading of the disasters in other parts of the world, the earthquake in Iran, 30 to 40,000 people within minutes all disappeared from the surface of the earth. Some of them may have become shaheed, and others have just lost their lives in what kind of sins, we do not know. But the lesson for us, that 30 to 40,000 people can just disappear. One war has taken away 200,000, 300,000, 400,000 people or more. So does the ground, does it belong to us? We have got full control over the areas that we are going to, that ground, the earth on which we are walking, that it is following our command, that I am going to order the earth, that you must not shake whilst I am on you, whilst I am on your surface in this haram place, or whilst I am indulging in zina, or whilst I am in the casino, or in the rave club, or in the disco, or in any kind of haram entertainment, then it's my hukam, my order, that, O earth, you must not shake. There must be no tremor, there must... O gale force wind, you must not come. Oh, flood waters, my order that you must not destroy us. Can any one of us control all these forces? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's forces are also unlimited, and the superpowers of the world can do absolutely nothing when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala decides to shake. Nothing they can do. Many times I have mentioned in my speeches, look at the snowfall in America. When it snows finish, everything grinds to a halt. Aeroplanes and everything. Heavy snow, they can't do anything. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if He sends flood waters, they can't do anything. If Allah Ta'ala causes the earth to shake, the Californian earthquake, what could the superpower do? And earthquakes in so many other parts of the world, the earthquake that took place in Turkey, whole hotels disappeared. Now what must have been happening in those hotels? So these places are not for us as Muslims. We must build up a connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The reason why we don't seem to be enjoying any ibadat, zikr, tilawat, is that we haven't built up and developed that love for Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when we are going to indulge in sins over and over, when the person becomes persistent, he goes on and on, then that darkness engulfs his heart. And if he does not make sincere tawbah, then a time comes when the whole heart becomes pitch black, the spirituality is lost. Then you can read the whole Quran Sharif, you can discuss any amount of Hadith Sharif, but it doesn't stir the heart. All the incidents that take place around the world doesn't stir the person's heart. So tonight is one of those nights where throughout the world is going to be entertainment, there's going to be fun, there's going to be all kinds of haram things that will be taking place. Now it's such a time for young people to leave those areas and sit in the masjid. Now so many of you sitting here, for what are you sitting here? Alhamdulillah, most of you would not have even gone to those areas. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala becomes extremely pleased that even out of his fear or out of his love, the person is restraining himself from those haram temptations. So the qurbani that we are making is of this kind. And this qurbani is such that it turns our hearts red with the blood of our desires. For that young person, as I said, who has got everything going for him, now it will turn the heart red with the blood of his desires. Because a knife is placed on the throat of that nafs and the evil desires. So the heart of that person now turns red. People will be drinking alcohol, they'll be drinking wine, they'll be drinking other kinds of haram drinks. And this person is drinking the blood of his desires. He is drinking the blood of his desires. And when he's going to drink the blood of his desires, then it will intoxicate. Just as that wine intoxicates, that liquor intoxicates. So this young person, when he's going to repeatedly drink the blood of his desires, then it is also going to give him an intoxication. But this intoxication will be of a very different kind. It will give him such joy, such happiness, such contentment, such peace, such satisfaction, which even the kings do not know of. Wallah, even the kings do not know what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives to the Ahlullah in their hearts. They are just like us, normal human beings. They laugh, they eat, they drink, they marry, they bring up their children, they conduct their business. They travel, they visit, they do everything. But because of this connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and because all the time they are drinking the blood of their desires, every time, it's not like one time the bullet shot, the bullet went through the person and he became a shaheed. Here this person becomes shaheed, we do not know how many thousand times in a day. Especially in the bazaars, in the schools, in the colleges, in the universities. How many times he has to become shaheed? He has to make shahadat. Or he becomes shaheed. He puts the knife over the throat of his desires. And every time that blood flows, his heart is becoming red. Now the suns of the muhabbat or the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala rise in that heart. So this is the purpose of having such kinds of programs on this eve. Otherwise we have got absolutely nothing to do with New Year's Eve. But since it was a year that went by, which was 2003, so we must take lessons that how many things happened around the world. Such ibrat for us in Iraq, in Iran, in India, in Afghanistan, in Kashmir, in Palestine. How many things happened around our own country. Yes, by the way, something that I just found whilst I was doing a spring cleaning on the eve of 2004, which I found interesting, was an article which was written to a newspaper, Eid Message. And this was in 1994, after Ramadan. So it starts off with, "This Eid will be the last Eid before the so-called first democratic elections for the establishment of a new South Africa. This was at that time. I mentioned here, this is going to be the last Eid before the democratic election. That means after that we will have democracy, so-called democracy in South Africa. If the loud claims of all parties contesting the elections are to be believed, the new South Africa after the elections will be a country free of violence, injustice, corruption and scandals for which the notorious apartheid regime had become well known. Tonight's majlis will be a very light majlis. We don't want to make it very heavy. They said, if the loud claims of the parties contesting the elections are to be believed, the new South Africa after the elections will be a country free of violence, injustice, corruption and scandals for which the notorious apartheid regime was well known. Taxes will be lowered, prices of food items will plummet, petrol will become cheap, citizens will apparently enjoy peace, high standard of education, fair distribution of wealth and equality. In 1994, all these promises were being made. There will be harmonious relationship between all the ethnic groups in our multiracial, multicultural, multireligious society. Unemployment will be drastically reduced, lowering the crime rate and improving the quality of life. Although I would not like to be pessimistic, but if the statistics of the senseless carnage, massacres, rapes and other violent crimes have to be studied, in countries which have democracies, one cannot help but expect little of the fulfillment of the promises made by the politicians when they are canvassing for votes. This was in 94. But then I say that Ramadan has shown the solution to the problems facing the country. Just trying to change the political, economic or social status is not sufficient for the attainment of peace, harmony and stability. A change of the condition of hearts is required. Until injustice, oppression, corruption, greed, malice, pride, arrogance, hate and grudge is not replaced by contentment, honesty, justice, forgiveness, love, sincerity and charity, not much can be expected to change. Until and unless the supreme qualities of God consciousness, God fear, and firm belief in accountability on the day of judgment are not ingrained in one's heart, there is nothing much to restrict a person from fraud, cheating, adultery, violation of the rights of others, and other crimes. Ramadan was training period for the development and nurturing of the supreme qualities. Eid is a day of thanksgiving to Almighty Allah for having afforded the opportunity to fast and develop the power to restrain oneself from all that evil. After Eid, the Muslim is duty-bound to project in his or her life the noble qualities acquired. If a Muslim does not display the above-mentioned virtues, then it means that his fasting was mere ritualistic, for which there is no need by Allah Ta'ala. I wish all your Muslim readers a happy Eid and request to pray sincerely for peace in the country and righteous living for all citizens. A demand should be made to the new government to close the floodgates, which are bound to open soon, of pornographic literature, magazines and films of violence and sexual promiscuity, which brought to other countries where they were legal, problems of drugs, murders, abuse of women, children, which was unprecedented in history. Now this was at that time. And now if you look after 10 years, then what I'm stating here, how true it is, that what has really changed. But what really happened is that the floodgates of all this evil opened up. There was a time when we were restricted. We could not go to those clubs, to those cinemas, to those theaters, to those discos. There was a lot of restriction. The apartheid system was unjust. But there were certain things which were good for us, that we were not allowed into all those places of haram. Now that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself prohibited us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prohibited us. From 1400 years that prohibition was there. We didn't require a government to tell us that. But we know that when all these things opened up, what happened? That we went headlong into all those places and areas. And that is what has brought about great ruin of our morals and great disaster in our lives. So what we have to understand is that we will have to take this pressure, we will have to take this pain on our hearts of restraining ourselves. Don't worry about what people call us. They will call us all kinds of names. These are orthodox people. They are ultra-orthodox. They are living in the camel's age. They are not enjoying themselves because they don't know what is enjoyment. What does that life bring? Nothing but restlessness. Ask those people who have gone through that life. What has it brought to them? Any kind of happiness it has brought? Nothing but restlessness. Daaghe hasrat se dil sajaye hain, tab kahi jaake unko paaye hain. Daaghe hasrat se dil sajaye hain, tab kahi jaake unko paaye hain. In haseeno se dil ko bachane mein, maine gham bhi bahut uthaye hain. You have to take that high on your heart. Look at those people, where they are gone, what they are doing, why. So there will be that high that I am missing out. But when you are going to take that pain on your heart, then you will find Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And when Allah ta'ala will come into a person's heart, then he will come with all his sifats. Then that heart will find sukoon, that heart will find peace, that heart will find tranquility. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us all with the tawfiq to make amal, because without amal we will not achieve anything. There is one poetry in Faizan-e-Muhabbat of Hazrat Mullah Kimud Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, and I will conclude on that. Then we will have a little bit of zikr taking us past the midnight hour. Just certain sections of it I will just. Phool mur ja gaye chandni dal gayi. Phool mur ja gaye chandni dal gayi. Apna anjaam bhi keh gayi har kali. Phool mur ja gaye chandni dal gayi. Apna anjaam bhi keh gayi har kali. Be nishaan ho gaye har nishaan. Be nishaan ho gaye har nishaan. Qabr mein khaak chaani magar kya mili. The flower has withered. Phool mur ja gaye. Chandani dal gayi. The brightness of the sun, the moon is all gone. Darkness has set in. Be nisha ho gaye har nisha. Qabr mein khaak chaani magar kya mili. What do you find after that in the qabr? Then I will leave out all the rest of it in between. Mir dunyaye fani mein kya shay mili. Bekali, 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 bekali. Mir dunyaye fani mein kya shay mili. Bekali, 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 bekali. What do you get in this world? Nothing but restlessness. World of anxieties, world of worries, world of pain and problems. میں بتاؤں کہ دنیا میں کیا شے ملی، کوئی مجنوں ملا کوئی لیلہ ملی. That's what you get. Someone is مجنون، madly in love over some face which like that flower is going to wither, perishable. Love your wives, but these illicit love relationships, this is what it leads to. Bekali, bekali. Restlessness, restlessness. So if we want a life of peace, happiness, contentment, satisfaction, then stay away from sins. That's the only thing that will bring sukoon in the hearts. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept your qurbani of sitting here and listening to this program, and also all the Channel Islam listeners. Now we will start with our zikr. اے میرے داتا، اے میرے مالک، اے میرے مولا، اے میرے والی، اے میرے داتا، اے میرے مالک، اے میرے مولا، اے میرے والی، شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے، سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی، شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے، گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی، شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے، گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی، وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی، شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ، اللہ 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 قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں، دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی، قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں، دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی، وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا، عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی، خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی، خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا، کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا، کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجے غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجے غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
صلي على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث، برحمتك نستغيث. اے اللہ، اے میرے پیارے اللہ، اے میرے رحیم اللہ، او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ، او مائی فورگیونگ اللہ، او مائی کائنڈ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ کمپیشنٹ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ، او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ، فورگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، اٹ از اونلی ود یور توفیق and oh Allah, it is only with your grace and kindness, oh Allah, that we were able to remain away from those areas of sin and vices and evil. Oh my beloved Allah, it is only with your tawfiq that we were able to engage in some zikr and some ibadat. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive even those people who have gone to those places. Oh my beloved Allah, give them also hidayat. Allah, bless them also with guidance. Ya Allah, give them also the realization
that as Muslims we should not be in such kind of haram places. Ay mere pyare Khuda, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, all your bounties be used for your disobedience. Ya Allah, hum kitne namak haram hai. Ya Allah, teri hi dui hui ne'mat hai, tere hi khilaf istemal kar rahe hai. Ya Allah, how much namak haram we are, that your given bounties we use for your disobedience. The great ne'mat of sight for your disobedience. The great ne'mat of hearing for your disobedience. The great ne'mat of speech for your disobedience. Ya Allah, you blessed us with health we use for your disobedience. Oh my beloved Allah, the wealth that you give us we use for your disobedience. Ya Allah, how tolerant you are. Ay Allah, how tolerant you are. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, in spite of all our sins, you give us so much to eat and drink. You give us clothes to wear. You give us shelter above our heads. Oh my beloved Allah, you give us modes of transport to travel around. Oh my beloved Allah, how many millions of people there are around the world. Especially at present, oh my beloved Allah, due to the disasters, due to the earthquake, due to the famine, due to the drought, and due to the wars, oh my beloved Allah, in Palestine, in Chechnya, in Kashmir, in Iran, in Iraq, and so many parts of the world, oh my beloved Allah, how many millions of people there are who have no shelter above their heads, who have no clothes to wear, who have no food to eat. Ay mere pyare Khuda, you are giving us so much of your bounties, and we use your bounties for your disobedience. Mere pyare Allah, hume bhi maaf farma. May Allah pure alam ke insano ko maaf farma. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, do not seize us on account of our sins. Ya Allah, if you order the earth to shake, then oh Allah, the superpowers of the world can do nothing. Ay mere pyare Khuda, we know that we are indulging in such kinds of sins and vices and evil, that oh Allah, if you order the earth to open up and swallow all of us, we are deserving of that punishment. If you send the gale force winds against us, we are deserving of that punishment. If you send the flood waters against us, we are deserving of that punishment. Oh Allah, but we also know that you don't like to punish. Oh Allah, you dearly like to forgive. Ya Allah, therefore we are extending our hands before you this part of the night. Ay mere pyare Khuda, nothing else has kept us here except that we are hopeful of your mercy and your kindness and your forgiveness. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. You dearly love forgiveness, oh my beloved Allah. Therefore open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties and hardships and problems of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the ummah is suffering everywhere. Ya Allah, because of our sins we have got no peace, we have got no happiness, no contentment. Ya Allah, that position of dignity and honor in which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had left the ummah. Oh my Allah, because of our indulgence in sins and vices and having distanced ourselves from the teachings of Islam and Sharia and the Quran and Sunnah. Oh my beloved Allah, we have lost that position of honor and dignity. There's nobody to pass the hand of affection and love over the heads of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, everyone is becoming the enemy of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But the greatest enemies of Islam and the Muslims are we ourselves. Ay mere pyare Khuda, but now give us hidayat. Give us the himmat and courage and the strength, O Allah, to remove from our lives and from our homes all the evil which has embedded itself. Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of envy, of jealousy, of pride, of arrogance. Ya Allah, unite our hearts. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh my beloved Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Open their eyes to the beautiful teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. But if they have become obstinate, they know what Islam is. and yet they have made up their mind that they will never accept it, and they will continue to cause destruction to the life and the property of the Muslims. Then, oh my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Oh Allah, cause the planes to crash, cause the ships to sink, create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Send the gale force winds against them. Send the flood waters against them. Oh my Allah, protect the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, this ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So much of the blood of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been shed for this ummat. Ya Allah, in Taif, in Uhud, at so many places his blood oozed for the sake of this ummat. Ya Allah, 3 solid years they were ostracized and boycotted. Ya Allah, the time came when they had to chew leather and chew the leaves of trees for survival. Where Allah, when that Nabi who cried for us day and night, that Nabi who stood for us whole night in prayer, when he is informed that that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat for whom so much of your blood oozed, that ummat in discos, in cinemas, in theatres, in casinos, that ummat in the beachfront on eve of New Year's, which was supposed to be celebrated by the kuffar and the mushrikeen, that ummat in rave clubs, in dance stages, ay very Allah, the women of the ummat, shame and haya and modesty all lost and gone. When he is informed that that ummat for whom you cried so much, a few meters away from your Rosa Mubarak, they watch the filthiest of films in the hotel rooms, that the filthiest of music can be heard. A little distance from the Haram Sharif and from the Kaaba Sharif, the filthiest of films can be seen in the hotel rooms. Where Allah, what kind of pain and injury we are causing to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But oh my Allah, tonight we are asking for forgiveness. Ya Allah, we have made up our mind not to return to those sins. Ya Allah, we are making deep-hearted and sincere tawbah. Oh Allah, give us himmat and courage. Give us steadfastness in our tawbah. Give us istiqamat in our tawbah. Give us ikhlas in our tawbah. Ay Allah, gunahon ke addon se hume dur kar. Take us on the road that leads to you. Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take us on the road that leads to the Quran and Sunnah. Ay Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the drain. Ay Allah, nafs and shaitan want to bring ruin and destruction upon us. Oh my beloved Allah, change the direction of our lives. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Mere Allah, hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, gunahgari mein kab tak umr kaatu. Oh my beloved Allah, how long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth like hypocrites and munafiqs? Ay Allah, we proclaim loudly that we are believers in you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But oh Allah, our actions show otherwise. Mere Allah, ab to humare haal par raham farmaye. Oh Allah, the angel of death is definitely going to visit us. And he is not going to announce that he is coming. Allah, there is going to be no announcement of his coming. Ya Allah, where he is going to find us, where he is going to visit us, where he is going to strike at our necks, where he is going to extract the soul from our bodies, we do not know. Ya Allah, where our death will come, how it will come, where it will come, we are unaware. How can we then be in haram places? Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a rave club, or any kind of haram entertainment and pleasure. Ay Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyib. At the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How, ay Allah, at the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah on our lips, cause our soul to come dancing towards you. Ay Allah, cause our burial to be in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, we want that day so that the winds of rahmat, when they blow over Jannatul Baqi, we may be forgiven. For we have no capital with us, O my beloved Allah, of good deeds. But if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, Ya Allah, let it be a death of barakat. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action or deed. Popping drugs in our mouth, or bottle of wine in our hands, or indulging in adultery or fornication, or any kind of haram action. Ya Allah, Rasulullah, all his life he made du'as for us. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of the hereafter. Bless us with barakat in our sustenance, barakat in our lives, barakat in our homes, barakat in our wealth, barakat in our time. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the goodness that he asked for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. Ya Allah, the days of Hajj have commenced. Ya Allah, the months of Hajj have commenced. And very soon, O my beloved Allah, it will be the final days of Hajj. Ya Allah, hundreds of thousands of people are gathering in Makkah Mukarram. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his Hajjatul Wida, with 124,000 glorious shining stars of his, each and every one of them with a purified heart. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam undertook the final pilgrimage. Ya Allah, on that occasion, all the du'as that he made for us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after kissing the Hajr Aswad, the du'as that he made. میرے پیارے نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے حجر اسود کو چوم کر کے جو مانگا تھا, مقام ابراہیم کو چھو کر, رکن یمانی کو چھو کر کے جو مانگا تھا, مطاف میں چل کر کے جو مانگا تھا, میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو مانگا تھا, او اللہ, ہاؤ مچ ہی کرائڈ ان دا حتیم, ہاؤ مچ ہی کرائڈ انڈر دا میزاب رحمت, اینڈ ایٹ ملتزم ہی اٹیچڈ ہمسیلف ود ہز ہینڈز ابو ہز ہیڈ. دیٹ سنلیس معصوم نبی, او اللہ, how much he cried for us. Ya Allah, he cried for us. Ya Allah, how much he prayed for us at the Multazam. All the du'as that he made at the Multazam for us, the du'as that he made behind Muqam Ibrahim, the du'as that he made on Safa and Marwa, the du'as that he made after drinking Zamzam, the du'as that he made in Mina and in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, میرے پیارے نبی, ہم گنہگاروں کے لیے کتنا روئے, کتنا روئے. How much he cried for us sinful ones, oh my beloved Allah, who were going to come 1400 years later. اے میرے پیارے خدا, all the du'as that he made in Arafah and in Muzdalifah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us, our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah with all that goodness, and from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection. Oh my beloved Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Accept our du'as, oh my beloved Allah, with the sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. اے میرے پیارے خدا, ہم گندے ہیں لیکن ہمیں قبول کر لیں, ہم جیسے بھی ہیں ہمیں قبول کر لیں, ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول کر لیں, ہمیں اپنا بنا لے اور ہمارا بن جائے. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين. I regret the little extra time that we have taken. And for all the listeners of our channel Islam and those who are here, Fajr Namaz is extremely important after this little program that we have had. Now we must not neglect or miss our Fajr Jamaat for the men folk, and for the women folk, the Fajr Namaz. So if you think that you will not be able to get up because just 3 hours to go, then spend your time, have some tea, coffee, and stay awake till Fajr. And then sleep after Fajr. But if not, then go and have a rest. But make sure you have double alarms. And as I always say, that if a person has got a little bit of weak hearing on one side of the ear, then put both alarms on the other side, which side you can hear better. And keep that alarm clock also at a little distance, so that you have to get up from your bed to switch it off. Otherwise, Shaitan will make us sleep. say, MashaAllah, you made a lot of ibadat. Now you can go and sleep. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept.